Plattsburgh Mayor Colin Reed is now holding weekly press conferences and on Thursday planned to update city residents on downtown redevelopment progress. But the conversation was overshadowed by concerns about the coronavirus. There have been no positive tests for the virus in Clinton or Essex counties as of Friday. Reed issued a joint executive order with Saranac Lake's mayor detailing their response plans to the pandemic. Mayor Reed, a Democrat, tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley the goal is to implement the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations for social distancing.
We've rearranged our meeting rooms, for instance, and our procedures for our various offices to take that into account. And we're really highly encouraging people who may need or use our facilities to use other technology means to access us as best they can. And we're also making recommendations to all the various organizations within our boundaries to do likewise.
You, in the executive order with Mayor Rabideau, you're requesting that people not show up for public comment and instead submit their comments in advance.
That's right. That's a request, not a requirement. That's a standard practice that anybody can submit comments in advance, but we're also providing facilities that to take into account these pretty pressing health concerns that we can also take comments real time. So people can submit their comments by emailing during the meeting, and we will print out those emails and share them with the committee. And then various participants can also be at City Hall in adequate spacing and adjoining facilities and then come into the meeting room on an as-needed basis as well. What we can't do is have a lot of people congregating in the room that will exceed the threshold based on the CDC health recommendations. So we're using technology, adjoining rooms, emailing and Skype and teleconferencing, et cetera, as different mechanisms to increase that spacing. So everybody's going to have full access, obviously. But we're trying to use technology as best we possibly can.
Are you concerned that some people will look at this and try to question whether it is a challenge to the open meetings law?
Oh, no, because it isn't a challenge to the open meetings law at all. As a matter of fact, the city of Plattsburgh goes out of its way to accommodate open meetings probably to a greater extent than any other organization in Clinton County. Every single one of our public meetings, meetings of all our various groups, whenever there's any sort of assemblage of elected officials, is all broadcast and televised and recorded, and people are afforded opportunities to participate.
Mayor Reed, one of the things that I found intriguing about this joint executive order is that it's the city of Plattsburgh and the village of Saranac Lake. Now, the village of Saranac Lake isn't even in Clinton County where Plattsburgh is. Why are you joining with a village that's outside the county?
Certainly Mayor Rabideau of the village of Saranac Lake has extensive experience and grew up in Plattsburgh, had been a previous mayor, second longest term serving mayor, I believe, of city of Plattsburgh. And he has a very kindred spirit, and we collaborate an awful lot on a variety of different measures, given that we're only about 50 miles apart. And we really want to continue on with that relationship and assisting each other and encourage any other municipality that wants to join us in that effort as well to do so. But he's been a tremendous ally in allowing us to share best practices.
Are you actively seeking other communities to join with this executive order?
I'm certainly inviting all of them to, and especially Clinton County itself, to take up these practices. This is just a prudent behavior that we hope can stem or at least reduce the rate of infection and the peak of the infection as well. But you know, the silver lining of all this is that it's also forcing us to really reinvent how we do business in ways that are much more accessible to people that can't necessarily make it in. Maybe they can't make it in now because of coronavirus and their concerns for the safety of others. But there's also people who are disabled, or people who are elderly, people who don't have transportation. So all things we're doing right now in redesigning how we do work, I think, is going to really end up having a permanent, lasting effect on the city for the good.
Mayor Reed, yesterday you not only talked about the coronavirus concerns, but you were also talking about progress with the redevelopment along Durkee Street with the Downtown Redevelopment Initiative. What's happening there?
Sure. We wanted to make sure that the public had full information, as many renderings that has been generated as possible, full knowledge of the results of the generic environmental impact statement that's been published on our website, because we recognize that things are beginning to accelerate actual completion of some of these DRI projects. So we just wanted to afford the public a chance to clear up any misinformation that might have been spread by other groups and correct the record.
The Arts Park portion, which is between Durkee Street and Margaret Street, that is one of the projects that could actually see a groundbreaking or construction begin possibly this summer, I think. What's the word on that?
That's right. As a matter of fact, just about all the DRI projects, you're going to see a groundbreaking or even completion this summer for some of them. That's pretty exciting. As you recall, the original concept that was proposed by the City of Plattsburgh probably back in late 2015 and then picked as one of the first DRI cities in mid-2016, had a feature of an arts park. At that time, it was built into the Durkee Street footprint, but since the consultants began to work with it with their local planning committee in 2016 and 2017, that evolved into a separate arts park devoted to arts and et cetera and public participation right across the street from the Durkee Street project. So we're very excited about that. The renderings just look beautiful. Very appreciative of Saratoga Associates and all the work they put into this and all the various public forums that made that happen.
When do you think we'll actually see groundbreakings?
In a few months and completion we expect by the fall. Very exciting.
The Plattsburgh and Saranac Lake Joint Executive Order is effective on Monday, March 16th. Links for more information are at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.